So I should be in here too. Stuffed somewhere behind the glass on this notice board. They wanted a younger picture of me for this one. I'm there, with me dad. I mentioned the male voice choir earlier, and my father was one of the first to join in 1952 when it started, when he'd just arrived here. Because he loved singing. But then he had an accident. A pit prop hit him in the throat and he couldn't sing again. And that was a terrible thing for my dad because he loved music. And he loved making music. And the only way he knew how to was with his voice. He thought about taking up the trumpet, but his injury didn't help with that. And the house was too small for a piano. So that was that for him. Although his Rediffusion record player bought on the Never Never meant the house was always full of music. They sang at his funeral, the Bestwood Male Voice Choir. An old spiritual song it was. And a man I'd never seen before came up to me when it was all over and said, "I can tell you're going to leave here one day, son, like Nigel Barton did. But I know you'll come back too. And when you do, you'll hear music like this again, just when you're least expecting it." Well, I had no idea what he was on about or who this Nigel Barton was. Then a couple of days later, my uncle told me that he must have been talking about this play for television that had been filmed here in the welfare and on the streets. Stand Up, Nigel Barton, it was called, by that bloke, Dennis Potter, who did the singing detective, if you've seen that. That it was about a bloke who lived in a mining village and then went to university and who didn't feel as though he fitted into either world. That he was caught in between, and just like my mum had told me, discovered how that was no place to be. That he couldn't get things straight. Well, I ordered it from the library and watched it straight away. And it was amazing, really, to see Bestwood on my television set. And I still remember some of the things he had said. This character of Nigel Barton, who was played by Keith Barron. No one who's been brought up in a working class culture can ever altogether escape or wish to escape the almost suffocating warmth and friendliness of that culture. That was one. And as soon as you cross the frontiers between one class and another, you feel as though you're negotiating a minefield. And I remember that because when I left and headed down south and started mixing with different people, that's how it felt. Like I was somewhere I didn't quite understand and I wasn't quite sure if I'd ever be able to retrace my steps. I sneak into rehearsals sometimes to listen to the choir rehearse at the community centre on a Tuesday night, and it's always a treat to hear them. The way their voices combine and weave in and out of each other and create this sound that reaches back right into the soul of the village. That bloke was right, though. I did leave. I did come back. And I did hear music like that sung at my father's funeral in an unexpected place. I was holding an old biscuit tin full of something I'd made, and all because I'd stared into the eyes of a muntjac deer. But I'll explain all that later. Let's walk on a bit. Take the next left. You should see a metal post in the middle of the track to stop cars going up it, and keep to the right, passing the toilet block on your left. I want you to look out for a wooden arch just off to the right of the track. And when you see it, go and have a closer look, because I've got someone who can tell you a little bit about it.